It's here and now. The Latino population across much of central Illinois grew nearly 80% between 2000 and 2012. In Arcola, Latinos make up nearly a third of the community. That includes Frida Arellano. She moved to Arcola from Texas with her family. They were coming to work in the fields near the city. It was supposed to be temporary, but things didn't work out that way. Frida spoke with Illinois Public Media's Tiffany Jolly about the challenges of finding stability in a new place and pursuing higher education while living in a migrant family.
Growing up was very fun, but at the same time, I would always have to worry where I was going to school, if I was going to stay in Texas, or if I was going to live here in Illinois because I'm a migrant. So it was very... It was a little frustrating as a kid because I was barely making friends, and then they moved me to another school. And I learned to just get out of my comfort zone since I was moved from school to school or city to city.
Can you describe first coming to Illinois? What was that like when you first stepped foot here in Arcola?
We came here to work for supposedly 3 weeks, so we can get each worker can get $1,000. And the work period was not even 3 weeks. We probably were here for around 2 weeks. And with whatever we earned, it was not enough to go back to Texas. So that's how we ended up being homeless here in Arcola.
When it hit you that I'm not going back home, I'm not going back to Texas, what was that like?
It was a scary feeling not knowing where you were going to lay. Not knowing where you were going to sleep, if there was going to be a home for you. It was hard. And we felt a little forced of being here because we had no means to go back. We had no money. We had nothing. I felt like I had to stop school and just work. It is a feeling I always feel whenever my family's struggling. I feel pressured. I feel like I should just stop what I'm doing. I should just stop studying, stop going to school, and just working, because that's what the family needs. And I feel sometimes like my dad does not appreciate my school. He does not appreciate my A's, because he feels like at the moment we need more kind of like money to support the family. So it's pretty hard. And these feelings right now, I always hold them back. But there's a point where sometimes I just can't hold them back anymore. But the truth is, I want to do this for them because I want to better my family. I want to better our economy. And it's not going to happen me getting a job at McDonald's or a minimum wage job. Is not going to happen like that. I have to go to school so my family can understand what the value of education is.
If someone asked you, would you do this journey over? Was it worth it?
It was not worth it. I wouldn't do it again. It's not worth, a dollar is not worth getting a heat stroke. A dollar is not worth having your hands filled with callus. It's not worth having your feet cracked because they're hot and now they're wet and now they're dry. And now you're wearing some hot boots and now you're wearing mud. It's not worth it.
A year from now, where are you going to be?
I hope my family gets more stable, because if they're not stable by then, I feel I'm just going to have to satisfy with a bachelor's and work that out instead of going to law school. So I really hope that my family gets stable. My dream is to become a lawyer, and I can't manage that, because if my family is not stable, I'm not going to have the heart to leave them to chase after my dream. I'm going to have to stay and work my bachelor's and just be content with that.
I'm Tiffany Jolly, Illinois Public Media.
Frida Arellano is one of the voices that will be included in an event next Tuesday called The Long Journey Home. It's a conversation about the past, present, and future of Latino migrants in central Illinois. WILL is partnering with the Illinois Humanities Council and the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting. Brant Houston is moderating the Long Journey Home. He's a night chair in investigative reporting at the University of Illinois, and he joins me in the studio. Good afternoon.
Thanks for inviting me.
So that story, Frida's story, how common is that story in the migrant community?
Well, her story is one of many. There are many stories like that, but there are many other ones. There's some that move here to be with family. Hers is a very American story, too, I have to say. And the reason we call this the Long Journey Home is, for me, as you could hear, the journey is still going on. Some immigrants have built businesses here and are in the second and third generation. But this is the kind of story we need to tell. There's a lot of abstract talk about immigration right now. And I think the personal stories that we will be sharing at this event will really bring it home to people on what's going on.
And oral histories is a very big, important part of what you're doing. How so, and why did you pick sort of oral histories rather than sort of your standard reporting of, you know, journalistic reporting of stories?
Well, I could say that her story that we just heard is very moving.
Yeah.
And I think it strikes at the heart of the difficulties, the struggles, and also the dreams. And I think someone telling their own story, as clearly as she did, really helps us understand what's going on in our community. This has been a changing community over the last decades, and especially the last decade. And there are a lot of people who have come here to work, and they are staying and trying to build a life. And through these oral histories, we will really get a feel for what's going on.
So what sort of issues, what are the big issues facing these communities now? You know, we're talking about getting home back to where they came, education. What else are issues that come across?
There are so many. Health is a very big issue. And Angela Wiley, who's a professor here at the university, a scholar, has done a lot of research in the health area, will be talking at this event. But it's major. It's as simple as a language difficulty. If they're not translators at a hospital, it's hard to tell them what's going on with you. Housing, a tremendous issue. We're going to be having a series coming out of the Midwest Center on migrant camps and the latest on migrant camps and the problems with housing there. But once folks are out of those camps, which are actually apartment buildings, and they're trying to make a life here, finding affordable housing is just very difficult.
So tell us in particular about this event that's happening next Tuesday. It's going to be happening at the
Night Auditorium,
right. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the people who will be speaking and sort of what you're hoping to accomplish with this event.
Well, the people who will be speaking, there'll be people who study the issues, people who represent migrant workers. There'll be people who provide services to them. So, for example, we'll have four oral histories. We'll also have a very interesting video by Samuel Vega, who's worked for Chicago, about migrant workers in Rantoul. As I said, Angela Wiley will be there to give us context and an overview of all the issues. Tim Flavin, who is director of the Riza Community Center in Arcola, will be there talking about what he does. And we hope we'll have a good audience there, which is Night Auditorium at Spurlock Museum, to share in the conversation. We've left a lot of time for dialogue, and I hope as moderator to involve as many people as I can, get points of view, and learn from each other.
So how did you get interested in this issue?
Well, I came to Champaign-Urbana, let's see, year 2007, and I commuted initially my first semester, and I was staying in a local hotel. And in the morning, I got up to the sound of Spanish being spoken. And then I mentioned it to some colleagues, and it seemed that we weren't that familiar with how large a Latino population there was. And being a reporter, part of what you want to do is make the invisible visible. And I realized there was this community around us, whether it's Shadowwood Mobile Homes, which is one of the largest Latino communities in the state. There was something changing demographics. So we dug in and did a lot of reporting. One of the better things we did was something called Midwest Chronicles with OA Chicago in 2012. That's still at our site, especially at the CUCitizenAccess.org site. And that's where we really got into in-depth reporting on the changes in our demographics and the changes that were happening in the Latino community.
That's Brant Houston. He is moderating the Long Journey Home. He's night chair in investigative reporting here at the University of Illinois. In this event, The Long Journey Home is going to be next Tuesday from 7 to 9 o'clock at the Spurlock Museum. It is hosted by Illinois Humanities, CU Citizen Access, the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting, along with Illinois Public Media. It's a free two-hour event filled with first-person stories and a documentary and a lot of good stuff, and including some great discussion, we hope, as well. So more information can be found on our website, willnews.org. And you're listening to Here and Now.